We want to talk to you tonight about the vision of Pine Bluff. Amen. Pine Bluff is in our hearts. Thelma and I, we're excited about Pine Bluff. And we believe God is going to do a great, great work there. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, I received dreams about Pine Bluff. And Thelma, she has had a prophetic dream about Pine Bluff. And so we're so thankful. And, you know, Bill Norton prophesied over Pine Bluff, not actually Pine Bluff, but he prophesied over Thelma and I and said that it's going to be 50 storehouses that's going to be done in the state of Arkansas. And so we knew then that God was in control. He was in control. You know, it's not in our hands. Pastor Jerry, he hadn't told anybody about that in Denton, Texas. Nobody knew about it. But Chuck Pierce prophesied over us and told us when we get to the state line, Arkansas, the state line, begin to prophesy those churches in. Hallelujah. And so when it's a God thing, you can expect God to move. Amen. You can expect God to do what he desired to do. I'm almost afraid I'm going to pull that thing out of there. But anyway, hallelujah. Praise God. But, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, you know, I heard a voice. I heard a voice and I just looked around and I just wanted to see where that voice came from. It didn't come from a person or anything like that. It was just the voice I heard in the spiritual realm. And, the voice, it said that, what do you think you're going to do in Pine Bluff? That's what I heard. And I knew it was the money. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just what do you think you're going to do in Pine Bluff? And it kind of made me angry a little bit. And I said, devil, it ain't about me. You know, it's not about me. It's about Jesus. It's about God. Amen. I said, you know, and I would get ready to tell him. I said, look, wait, hold up. Don't leave right now so quick. Let me tell you what Jesus is going to do in Pine Bluff. You know, Jesus is going to do what he always been doing. Amen. He's going to heal the sick. He's going to break chains, and he's going to loose shackles in Pine Bluff. Amen. He's going to heal in Pine Bluff. Hallelujah. Because Jesus want to rise in Pine Bluff, and the enemies need to be scattered. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you know that we serve a healing Jesus? Amen. Jesus is the healer. I remember my back was out. This is just an introduction tonight. My back was out about a couple of weeks ago, and man, I was in pain. I was in a lot of pain, you know, and I was kind of bent over, you know. And I got in this circle that Pastor Jerry called on that night, and Brother Jesse prayed for me, you know, and God healed me, you know. I'm free of pain. But when I was in that pain, I read a scripture that was in I think it was in Luke, the 13th chapter, and it was talking about this woman that was bent over for 18 years, had a spirit of infirmity. And, you know, Jesus called her to himself. He called her to himself and he laid hands on her. He laid hands on her. And, when he laid his hands on her, he healed her. But the church, the synagogue, you know what they said? Y'all know what he said. They said, don't. 6 days you can do this work. You can heal 6 days. But on the Sabbath day, we don't want you to do this. Hallelujah. And you know, Jesus said, how many of you have an ox or something, an animal that you wouldn't lead out to water on the Sabbath day? And this lady, this woman that's been bound these 18 years, ought not she been loose from her, that spirit of infirmity? You know, to me, when I read that, I said, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Because they want to give them demons a holiday. on Sunday. Of course, he come to some church. He, you know, they do have a holiday. But he wanted to give those demons a holiday on the Sabbath day. How many of you know that that's not true? God's going to heal and going to bring deliverance 7 days a week. Amen. 24/7. Hallelujah. You can't put a time on the healing and the power of God. Amen. God want to work. If we, the Bible say that if we are willing and obedient, I think it's in Isaiah, the first chapter and verse 19. It says, if we are willing and what? Obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. There is a table that's set for us. Amen. There's healing on that table, and there's a deliverance on that table. There's a financial blessing. There's prosperity on the table, and there's deliverance on the table. Amen. And we can come and eat, but it was condition. If we be what? Willing. Y'all say I'm willing. I'm willing. And I want to be obedient to God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? A lot of people have stopped. You know, I don't hear that too much no more. Binding the devil. Amen. I don't hear that no more too much in the church. When Thelma and I, we got saved, we were binding the devil. And we were doing it so much, you know, she was binding me. I said, what did I do? You know, I'm sorry. I'm binding the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But how many of you know the Bible's giving us power to trample on serpent and scorpion, all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemy hurt us. Amen. Hallelujah. We have received power after the Holy Ghost has come up on us. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to minister a message to you tonight, a call. I want you to say this with me. Pine Bluff, God is with us. Do y'all believe that tonight? Well, why don't y'all say it like you mean it tonight? Pine Bluff, God is with us. God is going to Pine Bluff. The Victory Church is going to Pine Bluff. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's going to do what he said he's going to do. I always like to start at the beginning and, you know, and come forth. You know, the Bible said that all scriptures is given by inspiration of God. And that's all scripture. But if you will look in Genesis, the first chapter in verse 26, God made us. Amen. Look at what it said. Then God said, let us make man in our image. How many of you know what an image is? An image is a reflection. Amen. When the devil look at you, he see God. Amen. He see little Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have what? Dominion. How many of you like that word, dominion? Hallelujah. Dominion. Hallelujah. God has given us dominion on the earth over creeping things. How many of you know there's a lot of creepy demons around? Amen. But he's given us authority over them to take dominion over them. Amen. Hallelujah. And so the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. Hallelujah. I love dominion. I love that what God has given us. Hallelujah. And God is looking for someone that will stand, that will stand in these last days and having done all to stand. Amen. Against the wiles of the enemy. Hallelujah. If we resist the enemy, we submit to God and resist the enemy, what he has to do? He has to flee. Amen. So God made us. And he's a good God. After his image. That's where you came from. That's where I came from. Hallelujah. I know man failed. I know that. He failed in the garden. Amen. But how do you know that God had a plan from the foundation of the earth? Even before the time, God had a plan. Amen. God is so powerful and so mighty. He deserves all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Pine Bluff Church is going to be built on prayer and the word of God. How many of you are excited about that? You know, God gave me this scripture. The Bible say that in Psalms 127 in verse 1, it said, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. Hallelujah. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Hallelujah. Unless the Lord guard the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that God is the one that's going to build the city, the church in Pine Bluff. And it's going to be built upon powerful prayer. And it's going to be built on powerful word, because Jesus is the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we can look forward to speaking the word and praying and pulling down strongholds in Pine Bluff. Amen. That's what we are going to do. Amen. In Pine Bluff. Amen. So God is going to build his church in Pine Bluff. Hallelujah. It says in Matthew 16, it talks about Simon Peter. It talks about when Jesus asked the question, who do men say that I am? Said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So, the Son of the living God, he said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And he was going to build his church upon that confession, that revelation that was there, the rock. And it's another scripture also that said that when Jesus said, I'll build a church on the rock. And in Matthew 7:24, he said, therefore, whoever hear these saying of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. How many of you know that the rock is the word of God? Amen. And so if you're building on the rock, which is the word of God, how many of you know things going to come? The flood going to come. The wind going to come. Things going to come against it. Amen. But how many of you know that the word will weather the storms of life? Amen. There's anything that can come against you. I know it's hard a lot of times when you're going through it. I just went through some things myself. You know, and it's hard to believe God when you're in pain. It's hard to stand up and speak the word when you're in pain. Amen. Can I get an amen? But how many of you know that if we can just speak the word of Jesus, just speak the word will not return void. Amen. It's going to accomplish what God desired to do. And he desired to break the powers of the enemy. Hallelujah. The spirit of infirmity can be broken through the word of God, through speaking the word of God. Amen. So we have a church that's going to be built on what? Prayer and the word of God. You know, God gave me another scripture. It's found in Psalms 46:10-11. And it says that, be still and know that I'm God. You know, there's been several scriptures that have been given, you know, through Isaiah and different ones for Pine Bluff. But you know, how many of you know that God has to give us scriptures, you know, for our personal knowing. Amen. I remember when we was in Houston and I had this dream, you know, and I believe that this dream is coming to pass right now. As we are launching this church in Pine Bluff, the 10th of July, at 5 o'clock, you know, we've had several meetings there. But how many of you know, we should be excited about this baby, amen? This baby in Pine Bluff, amen? Hallelujah. And so in this dream, Thelma and I, we were standing in front of the house there in Houston. And our feet were not on the ground. But we were standing up there in front of the house with aprons on. She had her apron on. I had my apron on. And we were holding large spoons. You know, they were so large until they looked like shovels, you know. And we were just standing there in front of the house, you know. And then, I mean, you know, it just went away. Amen. But I believe that that was a prophetic dream, you know, that we were going to be feeding people, but we wasn't rooted there in Houston, for our feet were not on the ground. Amen. And so wherever we go, we're going to be feeding the body of Christ with the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I'm believing that God is the one that's going to do it through us. Amen. And in Psalms 46 and 10, it said what? Be still and know that I'm God. You know, it's hard a lot of time to be still and know God is God, who he is. Amen. It's hard to do that a lot of time because of the mind balance and stuff like that. You know, that we're thinking and we're doing things, you know, but it's hard to be still and just, God, I'm waiting on you. Be still and know that he is God. Forget about the world. You know, the devil is trying to conform us to this world. He want to conform you to this doctor report. He want to conform you to bad news. He want to conform you to the world system. But how many of you know that we got the good news? Amen. We believe the report of the Lord. We believe that the strong arm of God is being revealed. And God spoke this to me through this scripture. Be still, son, and know that I'm God. Hallelujah. God saying, I will be exalted. Who? In the nation. Amen. You know, the Bible said that if Jesus be lifted up, what he's going to do? He's going to draw all men. Hallelujah. We want to lift up Jesus in Pine Bluff. We want to lift him high above the circumstances that the people are going through. Amen. We want to lift Jesus up. How many of you know that the Bible said if Jesus be lifted up, how many of you know he said he'll draw all men? Hallelujah. How many of you know that if someone get healed, they're going to be, that's Jesus working and drawing people to him, to his church. Amen. Hallelujah. When God does something, when the Holy Spirit shows up and does what he does best, heal and bring deliverance. I tell you, people are amazed at what God does. Amen. And they are able to glorify him and give him praise and honor. Amen. Hallelujah. And God said, I'm going to be exalted in the nation. I'm going to be exalted on the earth. Hallelujah. If you have somebody that's going to be willing in obedience, amen, to do the will of God, amen, God's going to do his part. Hallelujah. And so the Lord of hosts, the God of Jacob, he is with us, amen. Hallelujah. He's the same God. He's not changing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, amen. He's not going to change, amen. Hallelujah. And look at Exodus 14 and 13, 13 to 14. And it said, Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. You know, there's a person that, you know, I used to say when I pray for somebody, I used to say, and right now in the name of Jesus. And they said, they love to hear me say right now. Right now. How many of you know we serve a right now God? Not a yesterday God. Not a tomorrow God, even though he's in the future. But he's right now too, right now. Hallelujah. He can bring deliverance right now. Amen. Hallelujah. I like Sister Jane. Y'all see, y'all wave at Sister Jane. You can be talking and carrying on around Sister Jane, and all of a sudden she'll break out. You know, she done heard something that she finna bind. Amen. Hallelujah. I like to be around her. She's a warrior. Amen. Praise God. But God is a right now God. Amen. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we ask or think. And this is what the good news, this is what we are taking to Pine Bluff. Amen. Not a man, but we taking Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so this is what God is doing. I mean, has done and gonna do. Amen. He said, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian whom you see today, you shall see again no more and forever. The Lord will what? Fight for you. And he and you shall hold your peace. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, God's going to do the fighting for us. Amen. God's going to fight for us in Pine Bluff, just like he's fought for here in Victory and El Dorado and the Spanish church. Hallelujah. This is the fourth church that's being the fourth planting of church. Hallelujah. Camden and El Dorado and the Spanish church, now Pine Bluff. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, we're on our way. And when we learn how to do this thing, I believe the baby's going to be coming fast and swift. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, you're excited about as soon as we get this Pine Bluff project going forward. I mean, you know, you got to be excited about church planting. Amen. Because it's a God thing. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we look at God in the Old Testament, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So we're looking at that, and you know, becoming one is what God wants us to be. Become one. We are several campuses. I thank Pastor Cricket, the one that brought this forth. We're several campuses, but what? One church. I mean, you know, it ain't but one church. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One church, one body. Amen. And you are important to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. You may be a finger or a toe, but you are important to the body of Christ. Amen. And it said, though one may be, in Ecclesiastes 4:12, this is what it said, becoming one here. It said, though one may be overwhelmed, overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threefold cord is not what? Easily broken. Becoming one. Hallelujah. It's what God is saying to us. You know, when I was in Pine Bluff at college, I wasn't learning nothing. I was running the street. I know I heard somebody laugh. I wasn't learning a thing in Pine Bluff. I was running the streets and doing everything. And I was tired of that, you know, and I remember going by the Fine Arts Building to go get breakfast one Saturday morning. And I cried out to God, a sinner. I cried out to the Lord. And that's why I believe that Pine Bluff is going to be a prayer, a church that's built based on prayer and the word. I cried out to God. And God heard my cry. I said, God, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this mess. I'm tired of these bondages. I'm tired of this. Lord, I said, if you will send me a wife, and I was a heathen, a stone heathen, but I was a senior. That's what I wanted to say, a senior in college. And I was getting ready to graduate. And I said, Lord, if you send me somebody that's going to help me, Lord, somebody that's going to raise my kids right, and somebody that's going to be attractive. You know, I don't want no ugly person, you know. I said, somebody that's attractive, and somebody, I ain't want no dumb one neither. I said, somebody that's smart, Lord. I made a vow there. I hadn't been out all night, no sleep. I made that vow to God. I said, Lord, I quit this. I'll stop, God. I won't do it no more, God. Forgive me, Lord. And I tell you, about a month later, guess who popped up? Thelma Jean. In Pine Bluff now. Wait a minute. Pine Bluff. That's why I met her in Pine Bluff. That's why we believe God got to work there. Hallelujah. God heard my prayer, and I don't think she was praying for nobody like me. But she learned to pray though. Don't y'all tell us I said. I taught her how to get on her knees. Praise God. She was different in all her ways. Different. I like, fast cars. She didn't like fast cars. She liked different things from me. She liked to dance. I didn't like to dance. We were totally different. But hallelujah. But long story made short, this is what God's going to do. He's interested in making you one. We can agree on laying hands on the sick. We can agree on breaking chains. We can agree on the word of God. We can agree and be one. And I tell you, that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be one in the spirit, because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, what are they? They, even though they are Trinity, they are one. Hallelujah. And praise God. And that's what, and God answered my prayers. Amen. He sent my wife, my kids, you know, they're in ministry, you know, raising up godly seed. That's a blessing from the Lord, an inheritance on the earth. Hallelujah. And I love to pray. I love to pray. You know, that's my passion. You know, and you know, I was in the Baptist church in Houston, and you know, I used to see this old deacon. His name was Brother Hadley, and he would pray. I mean, he could pray. And you could feel the Spirit of God moving in the building, in a Baptist church. And I love to hear him pray. You know, but they have made mockery of prayer, saying that, saying a whole lot of things, repetitious, you know. And but you know, the thing about it was, prayer was, for me, was I could pray and, you know, be hid in the sheeprock, you know, not out in front. You know, I can remember when I even went, I got to repent on certain things, because see, even though God gave me and he kept his vow to me, I didn't keep my vow to him. And so when I got to Houston, I still was doing some things that I, in bondage, you know, I still was doing some things I didn't need to be doing. But I remember some women, Holy Ghost women. And that's why it don't make me no different in a prayer meeting where it's a house full of women and no men. It don't make me no different. Cause I tell you, them women can pray. But I was in this, they came, knocked on my door and came in there and you know, I let them in. And they begin to pray. And I tell you, things that begin to happen in that when they pray for me. I mean, I felt the power of God in there because those women knew how to pray. But what am I saying tonight? I'm saying that God has made them and I one. Bill Norton prophesied and said that you guys are a team. And you have, they have cut the rope from the boat, from the dock. And you're going to shred into deep waters. Hallelujah. And if you don't have God and Jesus working with you, you know, that could look scary. Amen. But how many of you know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind? So Thelma and I, we are one. We are one with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And God has sent us. He sent us. And I like when Sister Inga, she prayed this prayer when we had the prayer meeting on Saturday night. And it's from Isaiah 6:8. He said, also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, Lord, send me. That's what I'm saying tonight. Lord, send me to Pine Bluff. I'm willing and I want to be obedient to go to Pine Bluff. Amen. Hallelujah. Send me, Lord. And you know, that's a call for all of us. God is sending us all, not just in Pine Bluff, but the communities. Everyone has a call on their life. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Mark 16, 15, 18, it said, and he said to them, go into all the world and what? Preach the gospel to every creature. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will what? Cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues, and they will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not what? By no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Hallelujah. That's what the Pine Bluff Church is going to be about. It's going to be about prayer. The same thing that we are doing here in Camden, in the El Dorado Church, and in the Camden Church, and in the Spanish Church. We're going to lay hands on the sick and see them what? Recover. Amen. And everyone has a call on their life. Amen. In 2 Timothy 1 and 6, it said, therefore, I remind you to stir up what? The gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. Amen. And verse 9 says, who has saved us? Who has saved us? Jesus Christ have called us with a holy call, not according to given to us to in Christ Jesus before the time began. Hallelujah. Not according to our works, but according to his purpose and his grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the time began. Amen. So we have this calling upon our life. Who made us? God. God made us. And he is what? With us. He said he will what? Never leave us nor forsake us. Brother Ford, he came and he began to prophesy over us. And they made a song about it. And it said the anointing. You know, God has anointed us. Amen. In Acts 10 and 34 and 43, it said, then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God showed no partiality. But in every nation, whoever fears him and work righteousness is accepted by him. How many of you know we're going to work some righteousness in Pine Bluff? Amen. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Can we claim his lordship tonight over Pine Bluff? We claim his lordship over Pine Bluff. Hallelujah. Over that area where he is sending us. You are Lord of all, God. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Now God has anointed who? Jesus of Nazareth, which is with the Holy Spirit and power. Raise your hand if you're anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. I tell you, God has anointed us with the Holy Spirit and power. The Bible declared that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. We are conquering people. We are God's people. And we are progressing. And we are going forward. We have picked up a momentum that God is leading us. How many of you know that God is in control? Amen. Jesus is allowing us, hallelujah, to be laborers and co-laborers with him. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that's what makes it so easy, that he is with us and we don't want to do anything of our own. Amen. And he said he was anointed with power and the Holy Spirit. And so it says here that God was anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about what? Doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was what? With him. How many know God gonna be with us in Pine Bluff? Hallelujah. And that's good news. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you bind the devil. You know, I mean, when we first got a hold of that, I mean, we were binding everything. We were binding mosquitoes, gnats, and everything. I bind you, mosquito, waltzes, bumblebees. We got a hold to that thing. Anything that move and creep, we were binding in Jesus' name. And I thought that was pretty cool. That was cool when you can bind something. You don't even have to go get a chain or a rope. The Holy Ghost and the angels get the rope and the chain. All you got to do is speak God's word. And when you begin to speak God's word, if he's bound here, he's bound in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. And I told y'all earlier, my wife, you try to bind me. I said, wait a minute. Don't tie me up tonight. But God is so good that giving us this power and this authority on this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. He went about what? Doing good. And that's what we want to do. We want to do good in Pine Bluff. Hallelujah. Because the church is going to be based on what? Prayer and word. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all need to get excited about it like I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we are the witness of all things which he did, both in the land and of the Jews and in Jerusalem, who they killed by hanging him on a tree. Him who God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to the witness chosen before God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to these people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and dead. To him, all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes, say, I believe in him will receive the remission of sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. That makes it easy for us. Jesus, the high priest, has gone and prepared this way, has gone and been the pioneer of opening up the ways. Amen. I tell you, doors are being opened in Pine Bluff that we don't even know about. Hallelujah. Because God is a good God and he's doing what he does best all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. The angels are on assignment in Pine Bluff because we are praying and believing God. Hallelujah. This service on the 10th of July going to be a service that with Holy Ghost power and with Holy Ghost fire. Amen. We believe in for the miraculous change. We want people's lives to be changed. Hallelujah. That they'll go back out in the community and tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Because you know, when God built in a church, he allowed the ones to go forth because he is the one that add to the church daily. It's not about a building. It's not about carpet, but it's about who? It's about people. And Jesus loved people. Amen. Hallelujah. And so things are already opening up in Pine Bluff. Amen. Hallelujah. God is the one that's in control in Pine Bluff. Amen. Praise God. So, we're not going on any agenda that we have done. We're going on belief and hope and prayer and the word in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I feel good about it. What Mr. James Brown said, I feel good about what God's getting ready to do in Pine Bluff. Hallelujah. We've been doing this. We've been practicing here at Victory in Camden, in El Dorado, praying for people, laying our hands on them, and they've been getting healed. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to stretch out as, Jabez said, Lord, enlarge my course tonight. Enlarge my borders, God. Help me to take up my tent pegs, Lord. Enlarge my border. Keep me from evil. Let me not cause pain, God. Let your hand rest upon me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And bring the blessings of God. hallelujah upon our life tonight. Amen. Praise God. You know what? I know in whom I believe is able. He's able to do exceedingly abundant above anything we could ask or think. Hallelujah. If somebody wanted to build a club or some kind of type of club or something, and they would try to get the finance. How many of you know the devil would try to finance his club? Amen. But how many of you know that we in the business of shutting them down? Amen. We in the business of doing what God desires. We want to clean up and police the area. Amen. Hallelujah. It was some guys that was by my house, and I want you guys to stand up here in a few minutes. It's 7:25, but they moved in. I don't know how many it was, but they moved in on the corner where we live. And every time Thelma and I would go through there, cars be parked on both sides of the road. Couldn't hardly get through there. We began to pray and believe God. Hallelujah. Don't tell me what prayer won't do. Prayer will change everything. I used to say prayer would change things, but prayer will change everything. I don't care what you got going on, because when you pray, God hear. Amen. God said he's attending to the things that goes on in this place. Hallelujah. And Pine Bluff is going to be a what? A house of prayer based on the word of God. See, you can't take that away from me tonight. I mean, nobody can take that away from me. Because standing in prayer and seeing things change, it changed my life. It make me see. It opened my eyes to let me know that God moves through prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, to make a long story short, they moved out. I can turn that corner now. Ain't no cars or nobody standing in the way. It's just a free, just like it was when before they came there. Amen. Because of prayer. Tell me somebody's just going to get on their knees and pray. That's why I believe that the change, come on, get up on your feet tonight. The wind of change is blowing in Pine Bluff. Hallelujah. I think it was Sister Nanette, Brother George. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Brother George. But Sister Nanette gave the report. Brother George, and see, I'm just telling you, have me in prayer. Happens in prayer. Brother George said, I see the crimes going down in Pine Bluff. Come on, that's something to clap about. God already moving. And that, how many months ago that's been? That's been a while, ain't it, brother? Yes, sir. In Saturday morning prayer. Call a prayer meeting. Two or three come. Call somebody to come, let's fix some groceries and put something on the grill, and you can't even get enough room in the house. Call a prayer meeting, something that's going to touch God's heart. I don't know, but I got this thing now. Pray. Brother Jane was supposed to say, pray in the morning, pray at noon, pray in the evening. Pray at night. My brother, pray. Hallelujah. You got things that need to be changed in your life or changed around you? What you gonna do? Pray. Hallelujah. God is gonna move. I feel the wind of change that's blowing in Pine Bluff right now. Because we are similar here together, and we are mentioning Pine Bluff. We are calling our Pine Bluff name right now. Lift your hands before the Lord tonight. Father, we thank you tonight that you have staked a claim in Pine Bluff. Lord, I thank you for this baby church. Come on, y'all, pray in the Holy Ghost. God may want to do something here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, I thank you right now that mountains are being moved in Pine Bluff. This is your church. This is your baby. This is our baby. God is saying he's going to be with us. So, Lord, we are lifting up our hands, God. Lord, the force or the enemy that has come against us, we don't have no strategy or no anything. But, Lord, our eyes upon you tonight. And, Lord, we speak to Pine Bluff tonight. And we said, peace be still in every area. Thank you, Lord. You know, I believe that Sunday, the 10th, not this coming Sunday, but the Sunday after next, I see it in the spirit right now, when we get out of the car, put a foot down, angels gonna be all around us. Hallelujah. I believe that God is summoning angels in Pine Bluff. Hallelujah. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You know what? This is what God called me by. He told me, he said, son, look to the hills from which cometh your help. Son, your help gonna come from me, maker of heaven and earth. And he said, son, if you put your trust in me, I will not suffer your foot to be moved. All you got to do is stand flat footed and say, devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And it'll be bound on earth. And the angels will be loose to carry out that assignment. Come on, lift your hands one more time for me. Lord, we praise you. We give you glory, God. We humble ourselves for this baby, God. Pine Bluff, God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Lord, do your great work in Pine Bluff. Hallelujah. Come on, say that one more time with me. Pine Bluff, God is with us.